I felt pretty good out there with the team, with my teammates. You know, I haven't played in what six, seven weeks, somewhere around there. So just trying to get back into it. I know the speed it kind of shocks you real quick, but then I kind of got real back pretty fast. So you know, I felt pretty good going in, somewhere around the first quarter. Say that again. I wouldn't say a factor. I just think just going to play ball and having fun, you know, with your teammates and trying to get a win. I mean, I don't think it really matters, you know. I just think whether it's a 17-week season, you know, really counting the preseason, it's around 20-something weeks, you know. So, and a lot of guys, I believe, are still. I know we're a little tired and banged up, but we're fighting, you know, and I just think it's just a satisfaction of playing football, you know. I just think you just got to keep pushing. So I don't think that really changed anything.
Is there anything in the offseason that you think you could work on to make the season better next year?
Absolutely. There's always room for improvement, you know. Coach Olson always says every single day, you know, just work to get better, you know, and understand the process. And he's right, you know, never-ending improvement, self-improvement. That's what he says to us every single day, and it just makes the most sense, never-ending self-improvement. And you just got to work your butt off to get to that point, you know, like a guy like Peyton, the guy we just played. And, you know, that's, you know, he's a big-time player, big-time quarterback, you know, so. I don't know.
What do you want to happen next year? Do you want to be back? Do you want to challenge for the job? Do you want some clarity? Or if you want out, do you want
to? It depends. I don't think that right now is the time for that. You know, get a talk and see what goes on. You know, with the organization. You know, have a chat. You know, but right as of right now, should try. You know, to go and enjoy my teammates. You know, and. In the locker room, and but right now I don't think this is the time and place to really, because I don't know what the future holds.
We know you wore some answers to that season ago, but your personal reasons. Are you how do you feel about the coach coming back? You have a lot of questions.
I like Coach Allen. Yes. Personally, I mean I love Coach Allen, you know. He's a great leader. He's a great leader, you know, and just the type of – I know he's – every single day, the thing I really like about him, he didn't change, you know. When we started losing, got on that losing streak, you know, he didn't change one bit. You know, he still talked to us the same. A lot of guys tend to, you know, crack under pressure, so to say, you know. And I think Coach Allen handled himself phenomenal, you know, and we look at that type of stuff, and I thought he did a phenomenal job, so – I have a lot of respect for Coach Allen, and I know this team, my teammates do as well.
So you basically
said you deserve to get enough. I respect Coach Allen. You know, it's really not my call. You know, it's Mr. Davis's and Reggie's and really Mr. Davis. So that's on him, really.
That was going to the shotgun, a couple of fumbled snaps there. Was it just rust or was it bad snaps?
I don't know. You guys just have the better pitcher. Was it a good snap, bad snap? I don't know. I just know I was back there, and I don't know.
You seem to enjoy the no-huddle today.
Yeah, it was a good time. You know, he was able to get the ball in and out, you know, and get the calls and then get the guys on some silent cadences and see where the pressure was coming. So I thought it was a great time, you know, and I thought we moved the ball well and, you know, getting down there and scoring twice, you know, and it made the day a little bit better. Not to say that it was better, it's acceptable to lose. You never want to not score 0 points. I'm proud of my teammates not stopping, you know, and we fought, you know, and we end up going down and getting two scores. And that's what I'm most proud about is those guys that we were on the field with. Those guys would not quit, and we wanted to score. And yeah, I really like her. I like the hurry up stuff. So I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, just not happy we lost. You know, but at the end of the day, very happy that my teammates didn't stop fighting. Preseason to now. I just think we had so many games in our grasp, you know. There's some games in our grasp that could have went either way. And I just think, just from my standpoint, just the way I look at it is that we got to grasp those things, you know. And a lot of that falls on me, you know, when I was playing that I didn't take advantage of situations like an Indy, you know. If I just throw the ball over here to the left, we get a touchdown, we possibly beat Indy, pretty good team. And stuff like that, you know, all throughout the season. That it's just right there, you know, and we got to go and grasp it. And we fell short. And that's the most disappointing thing, you know, and that starts with me, and I accept it.
It's more frustrating. At this point in the season, you know, last season, frustration bounces. What's more frustrating? Just the overall losses are feeling like you could have done something, you could have come in and changed the trajectory of things, just didn't get the chance.
Can you clarify a little bit more?
Well, I mean, in the games in which McGlone is starting and you weren't getting as much playing time, or yeah. In some games you wouldn't get any at all, I imagine watching that from the sideline thinking, it's in my power, or maybe it's not, to come in and change the outcome, to do something about this.
Like tell the coaches I should play or something like that?
No, I mean is it more frustrating simply to lose, or is it more frustrating to feel like
helpless? You know what? That's a good question, because right now, you know, when you're playing, you know, when you're not playing, you're like, geez, like I wish I could get in there and play. But also being a teammate, you know, trying to be a great teammate, you have to recognize and realize, you know, sometimes the ball's not in your court, you know, and you gotta respect that and try to give, you know, the best advice to the backups, whether you're left guard and you're a backup, you want to help that guy. It's all a team, you know. At the end of the day, if we win, whether you're playing, whether I'm playing, it doesn't matter. We won together. And I just think it is frustrating when you're kind of not playing, but at the same time, you got to be a great teammate. And that's what I try to do every single day, and just try to be the best teammate I could possibly be. And hopefully I was.
Two more for Charles.
How would I evaluate? I think I would say I'm inconsistent. Period. Got to get better.
Last one, guys. How much time are you going to take off this offseason before you get back to football?
About a week. All right.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.